Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi, welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. Today, this is just a prayer for today. I'm Amy.
And I'm Elizabeth. And we want to just help you commit your day to the Lord. I know that every morning I wake up and think I have 8 million things to do today. And it just helps me so much to just take a minute and commit my day to the Lord. I just want to remind you of Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
That's right.
Will you pray with us?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for today. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, so we come together today with our listeners and just pray over today. Father, we pray Deuteronomy 31:8 that says, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Father, thank you that you go before us today. Lord, we commit this day to you and thank you that you are with us, that you will not leave us. Lord, there is such strength and peace in that, Father. I pray that you would give us peace in today. Father, I pray that we would not fear. We would cast all our cares upon you and stand in the strength of you, Lord. Direct our steps. Give us wisdom and guidance as we go through today, whatever today's challenges we face or whatever situations we come across, Lord, that we would face them with you. And Lord, help us to direct our steps in the way that glorifies you and is the best for today. And Lord, in that we do not worry about tomorrow, Lord, if you have told us in Matthew 6, Father, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Lord, we stand on today and we trust you for today and everything that comes our way. Lord, we cast our eyes to you and trust you with our day. Thank you, Father.
Oh, and Jesus, when your disciples asked you how to pray, you told them to pray this way. Mm-hmm. You said to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Lord, thank you so much that you you started off that prayer with establishing that relationship, mm-hmm. that our relationship with you, God, is the most important thing. And we know that if we walk with you today, Lord, that you will direct our steps. And we just invite that. And we thank you so much that we have that relationship with you. And then you tell us to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." God, we want your will. We want your will. We confess that we hold things so tightly sometimes. And we just want them to go our way, the way we think it should go. Lord, we help us open our hands, just open our hands and accept and receive your will.
Yes, Lord.
Help us in our hearts to desire your will above everything else and to trust that it is good even when we don't see what you're doing, even when we don't understand it. God, we want your will. And then you say to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." Lord, we acknowledge that every single thing we have comes from you. Mm. Our jobs come from you. Our food comes from you. Our breath comes from you. Mm. God, everything we have comes from you. And so whether we think we don't have enough or we feel like we do, God, we're asking for you to give us just what we need for today. God, take care of today. And we trust you for today and for tomorrow. And then you tell us to ask that you will forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. God, we confess that we need to come to you and ask forgiveness. There are always things that we've done that don't please you. And we thank you that forgiveness is so accessible, Lord, that you just tell us to come and that you've granted forgiveness because of Jesus. And Lord, help us to forgive anyone we need to forgive today. If we've got something against someone, will you bring that to mind right now and help us to forgive that person, to walk into this day free of bitterness or anger, Lord, free of unforgiveness. God, we ask you to help us to forgive the way that you have forgiven us, Lord.
Yes.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil or from the evil one. God, today we're going to face a lot of challenges. We're going to face a lot of temptations to do things our own way and not yours. So, Lord, will you lead us away from those temptations? Lord, lead us towards you. Help us keep our face focused on you.
Yes.
Turn towards you, God, and protect us. Protect us from evil. Protect us from danger. Jesus. Protect us from any harm that would come to us, Lord. We give you this day. We commit it to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. And in praying over today, we want to leave you with this. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is produced at New Hope Christian Community in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the ministry of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.